Welcome to Rams Report here in the Rams studio, connected by AT&T. I'm Danny Kleppinger, joined by Miles Simmons. And every day, the search continues for a new head coach for the Rams, and each day, new names seem to surface as possible head coaching candidates for that job. Miles, through all of those names being thrown out there, who intrigues you the most?
You know, there are a couple guys that really are starting to intrigue me. I think one of them is Kyle Shanahan, obviously directed the league's number one scoring offense this year. We're going to get to see him in action this Saturday when the Falcons play the Seattle Seahawks, and after the sort of weather issues that the Rams contingent had this weekend, and then that's when the Rams are going to be able to interview him. But there's another guy, Mike Vrabel. His name surfaced sort of overnight on Monday. So that's another name that kind of intrigues me. Just a good defensive guy, former player. Who intrigues you, Danny?
I'm curious to see what goes on with Sean McVay. I'm really intrigued by his storyline. I'm intrigued with his connection to the Grudens. And also, he's 30 years old, so he's got a young mind. He could be the NFL's youngest head coach. So that'll be interesting. I've seen some reports saying that the Rams interview went really well with him. So we'll see how that unfolds. Aside from the search, it's a busy January. Also, if you remember last year, it's when the Rams announced that they would be moving to Los Angeles. The San Diego Chargers, their fate on the line as well. The deadline for that decision is January 15th.
Yeah, we'll see whether there is an extension granted or not. The Chargers have not asked for one. They've said that they will not ask for one, but that deadline is this Sunday, so there could be a decision that comes out here in the next couple days.
Miles, you and I are headed to a little bit chillier Mobile, Alabama at the end of this month for the Senior Bowl. In the past, some of the content coming out of the Senior Bowl on our end of things has been interviews with potential draft picks and really some of the analysts in attendance there.
Yeah, it's always a good time there down there in Mobile, Alabama. Not just good food, but you know, you do get to see some good football. A lot of prospects that will come out in this draft. I mean, going back to last year, I think we got to see guys like Carson Wentz, also guys like Dak Prescott. Both of them were really impressive quarterbacks there at the Senior Bowl. Also a guy, Sterling Shepard, we saw him perform on Sunday against the Green Bay Packers with the Giants there. So these are the kinds of guys that we'll probably get to see and who will be those next generation of NFL players.
We will also have a camera crew in Orlando for the Pro Bowl, also coming up at the end of January. It's a little bit warmer for them. I'm a little jealous, but it's okay because Mobile will be fun for sure. Heading out into Orlando, as you know, elected to the Pro Bowl is Johnny Hecker and Aaron Donald.
Yeah, both of those guys also all pros this year. And we also got that second team all pro with Alec Ogletree. But for the Pro Bowl, it's going back to the AFC-NFC format. I think that's a good switch. So we're going to be able to see that. But of course, there are going to be some players that will not attend. We don't know who yet that's going to be, but we'll keep you updated on that as things go through this month.
Well, that's going to do it for this edition of Rams Report. Make sure you stick with us as we continue to cover the search right here on theRams.com.